This is what I'm working on. I'm working on exercises in definition. One of my friends, who's a composer, says I'm cutting it to the bone. Poetry cut to the bone. Well, I seem to be tidy with everything except where I put my poetry that I'm working on, but I gathered a number of these definitions and put them together so I can read them one after the other. And I'll tell you right now that Jack's favorite one, and another one he goes telling everybody, the one I'll tell you this in advance so you can, as a preview, look at it, the one on time. And the reason he is so particularly interested in this one on time is because, he's a scientist, and he was, some years ago, the first civilian to head Oak Ridge. He's a physicist and expert in nuclear power. And when he was there, there was some other great, great scientist, name I don't remember, who came and said, "Well, you're all so smart. What's time? Give me a definition." Well, no one could define time. The scientists on their own set for this task could not define it. Well, so far, Jack's favorite is mine, which I've always loved. And so when we come to that, and the other one, which I found I didn't know, I just overheard him tell me, "What do you think Ruth said about what man is?" So you can just get that, or cut to the bone. And these just some, maybe you're just lucky I didn't find more of them. This is big. What is big? A breakable bravado, a necessity, a lizard to a mite. A leaf is a madrigal held in place. Listen. Spring, a golden gurgle. And time, a ladder from nowhere to nowhere with somewhere in between. Pause for the universe. The universe exploded as the original independence from nothingness. It was born, reaching for a non-existent violet. Whatever there is of it, it is the stretchiest. And it still is reaching for the non-existent violet. Death is the dust in the universe. It says it is the violet. Man, an excitement. Patience is the lizard ready to snatch, and power is making it happen. What is the it? May I say one thing more? I'm so disappointed at the weather. Because I had hoped to have you all, kind of visit me, that I do wish to say that after the reception, if anyone wants to come to the poet's house, I'm going to be there, and it's not very big, but if anybody wants to see how we all live who hasn't, I'm going right back from the reception, and anybody can come.